SBS Filipino.
Modern family. Ito ang mailalarawan natin sa pamilyang binuo ng same-sex couple na sina Megan at Kim Lau Israel. Buksan nila ang kanilang pinto upang talakayin sa atin ang proseso na kanilang ginawa upang magkaroon sila ng sarili nilang anak. Salamat, Kim at Megan.
Salamat.
Thank you for having us.
So unahin natin, paano nagsimula yung relasyon ninyong dalawa?
Nagsimula ang relasyon namin in 2011. Nagtatrabaho kami pareho sa Makati, sa Manila. It's a financial service company. So yun, nag-work kami together. Syempre, the usual office romance. So doon nagsimula yung relationship namin. And then, I think in 2012 or 2013, sometime between that, napadala si Kim sa Sydney for work, temporarily.
For 2014?
I think it's on 2012. And once again in early 2013. Tama? Yeah. So she would have stayed here for maybe 2 weeks at a time. And then when she came back from noong 2013, sabi niya, try daw namin mag-migrate sa Australia. Yeah. Hindi siya idea na open ako before. Primarily, boss, tinatamad ako. Pero honest to goodness, and I don't want to sound political, sabi ko, if may particular na senador na mananalo that time, I would take that as a sign na wala nang pag-asa Pilipinas at aalis tayo. And nanalo siya. So, I credit that to her. Kung balikan ako muna dito. So, yun. And then, we processed our visa in 2013. Kumuha kami ng ahente, yung mga migration agent. Yeah, so, process kami ng visa nung June 2013. And then, luckily, November 2013, nakuha na namin yung aming permanent resident visa. So, ako yung primary applicant. Then, si Kim kinuha ko as de facto partner para makapunta kami nasabay. And then, we landed in Australia March 2014.
Okay, that's great. So, mutual ba yung pangarap ninyo na magkaroon ng anak?
Mas ako ang may gustong magka-baby. Pero alam ko na since pumasok ako sa relationship na to with Megan, tanggap ko na it's not gonna happen. Maski yung wedding, alam ko na it's not gonna happen. Pero sabi ko, willing kong i-sacrifice na hindi siya mangyari because that's how much I love her. So, and alam naman niya yun. So, never ko naman siya pinilit na mangyari siya. Just that siguro nung nandito kami, there are a lot of opportunities para maging open siya sa mga ganung options. And then dumating na bigla na lang sinabi ni Megan na yeah, I'm ready. Kasi I'm 7 years older than her. So ayoko i-push sa kanya or i-pressure siya na ipilit siya sa something na baka pagsisihan niya in the future. So, alam ko na. So, hindi ko talaga inopen sa kanya into having a baby. So, one day, sinabi na lang niya na, yes, let's do it. Tapos doon na nag-start.
So, bakit ka napasabi na, yes, let's do it?
Bakit ako napasabi? Siguro, I know magsasound mayabang yung sasabihin ko. Pero kasi ako, I'm a person of very little material wants in life. And pagdating namin dito, in a short span of time, under a year, I think, dahil sobrang babaw ng mga kaligayahan ko sa buhay, na-achieve ko na lahat ng kababawang kaligayahan ko materially.
Okay.
And then I look at my life and I say, okay, I have all this surplus, so-called financial wealth, anong gagawin ko dito?
Okay.
And then sabi namin, siguro gusto mo mag-anak na lang tayo. Mm-hmm. And then we I think that moment came, I remember it clearly. Nakaupo kami sa park, tapos nakaharap kami sa isang building, tapos yung building may malaking sign ng IVF.
Okay.
Tapos doon na pag-usapan namin. Na itry natin kasi magpa-consult kasi malapit na sa tinitirahan namin.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, tapos nagpa-consult kami sometime in October 2014.
Okay.
Kung paano yung process and how we want it to happen.
Okay.
And then, yun na. Doon na nagtuloy-tuloy.
Okay.
So parang unexpectedly din lahat.
Unexpectedly din siya, pero I think it also took a bit of deliberation. Siyempre na parang kaya ba namin mag-anak? Ano ang long-term implications ng pagkakaroon ng anak for us? Na siyempre dahil nga hindi naman kami legally married, magiging problema ba yon and other stuff. Pero madali naman namin na overcome yung mga doubts na yun kasi between me and Kim, ang relationship namin is very secured. Kasal or wala, alam na namin na walang hindi kami maghihiwalay. So having a child isn't a padlock para to make sure na magsistay kami together for even without Franco, wala, hindi kami magkakaproblema. Siguro it's just if we have the opportunity to take it to the next level, our relationship, magkaroon ng anak, bakit hindi? So yun.
So, nailahad mo sa open letter mo, Meg, yung paano nyo binuo yung maliit na pamilya na meron kayo ngayon. So, para sa ating tagapakinig, maaari mo rin bang ikwento sa amin ito?
Okay, so like I said, noong October 2014, nag-consult kami with the IVF doctor. Sa Burwood siya nakabase yung doctor na yon. And then she talked us through our options and nag-research na rin naman kami beforehand and we came to her and said, okay, we want to conceive and have a baby and gusto namin ganito. Ang gusto namin is egg ko and then si Kim ang magdadala. So they have it's not unfamiliar to them kasi nandun sa website nila actually yun as an option for same-sex couples, female same-sex couples in particular. It's a process they called egg sharing. So egg sharing means one partner is the egg donor who will be the biological mother and then the other partner will be the birth mother or who will conceive, carry the baby and she will be the legal mother dito sa Australia. So sabi namin, yun ang gusto namin set up ni Kim para on some level, we are both the parents one way or the other. So, yun.
Parang may contribution.
Yeah, and it's something that no one can take away from us, so to speak. Na hindi mo masasabing hindi kanya totoong ina kasi in a way, kadugo ko siya, kahit hindi ko siya dinala, hindi rin nalang masasabing hindi siya totoong anak ni Kim kasi sa kanya siya lumabas. So, yeah. And we both feel like we are the parents. So, sabi nila, oh, kaya naman yun. And ang process is, we just, of course, we need the sperm. So, they have a donor, sperm donor list. So, what we had to do is we had to get onto that list and wait for a few months before we are able to pick out a donor of our choice.
How many months?
Ang waiting time namin, the waiting time depends on the procedure na gagawin. Dahil IVF kami, it was shorter. Kasi mas mahaba ang pila kung insemination lang. Kasi mas mura yon at mas maraming gustong gumawa nun. Yung IVF, it's less common and more expensive. So mas maikli ang pila. Pero everyone accesses the same database. So yun. So sa amin, I think we were on the list in December. Nag-start kami kasi we had to do like medical test between October to December. So December pa lang kami ilalagay sa list para bag after ma-assess, okay, viable ba ang eggs mo, Megan and Kim, red, kaya ba ng katawan mo magdala ng bata? And when all those tests came out okay, positive, then okay, ready na kayo to go onto the sperm donor list and wait, do the waiting time and then pick a donor. So I think we were able to pick a donor sometime before April
or 4 months.
Yeah, I actually know they said we were already ready to pick in April.
April, yeah.
Pero April or May, I think. 4 or 5 months pa lang waiting time. So, during that time, nasa Pilipinas kami for a vacation. So, we were only able to do it when we got back. So, we picked the donors in June.
Take me to that experience. Mahirap ba yung parang masakit when they were like maybe inserting something when you were taking the egg or whatever?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll talk more to the donor. Para syempre, yan. Yung donor na napili namin, we were particular about the race. Not to sound racist, pero gusto namin may particular race. Gusto namin sana Caucasian. Kasi, well, di ba, sa ating mga Pilipino, magandang mga mixed race. So, sabi namin, gusto namin Caucasian. And we think it's easier to, it's easier to access a Caucasian donor in Australia as opposed to anything else. Although, just a bit of fun fact, merong Filipino donor dun sa list. Isa. Yeah, it was. Sabi ko, oh, may Filipino donor. Okay. Anyway, so yun nga. No, napili na namin donor. The next step is for the doctor to collect my egg. It was a day surgery. I was under. Tulog ako, so hindi ko na-feel. And then when I woke up, ang ginagawa nila pag nagko-collect ng egg is they write it down on your hand with a masking tape, tapos susulatan nila with a pen with a number kung ilan ang na-collect nila na egg. Sa akin, na-collect nila is 14 eggs. 1-4. So, and then afternoon, they take it away and then they give us updates. Okay, sa 14 na yan, only 8 or 10 made it to day 2. Itong 10 na to ang i-fertilize namin with the sperm. This is rough estimates. And then, okay, may na-fertilize kaming 10 sa sperm. Kaso sa 10 na yon, 8 lang ang nag-make it to day 2. Tapos, the next day, okay, tinawagan ka ulit. Okay, final, ang umabot sa day 3 yung 6. Itong 6 na to ang i-freeze namin for you. So, effectively, meron na kaming 6. May 6 na embryos kami na pwedeng i-store. And then, so... Actually, medyo, it was surprising. Ang dami nun. It's effectively saying na you have an opportunity to have 6 children. So, yun. So, nung ready na kami, sabi, okay, tuloy-tuloy na natin. But ano pang inaantay namin? So, yung nag-consult na kami ng doctor to schedule now yung pagta-transfer kay Kim.
Paano yung pagdadala rin ng bata?
Yung embryo transfer, siyang proseso, making sure na ikaw talaga yung taong makakatanggap ng embryo. Talagang so many times in the process, natatanungin nila yung name mo, yung birthday mo, to make sure na sa tamang tao nila ilalagay yung embryo. Tapos, of course, physically masakit siya. Pero after nun, sinabi lang mag-antay ng 2 weeks. Gising, kasi mabilis lang yung process. Masakit lang siya, of course. Pagkatapos nun, aantay ng 2 weeks, tatawag sila balik if it's successful na impregnate ka. So, kung nabuntis ka or what. After 2 weeks, nakatanggap po ng call from IVF. Yun nga, sinabi na successful na I was pregnant. Tinawagan ko kagad si Megan. Sobrang, nasa office kasi kami pareho. So, tears of joy. Sobrang thankful na parang first time namin trinay, tapos napakabilis ng process, tapos so blessed na sa first try pa lang na nabuo siya. Actually, sinabi nung OB namin na ito, ready to hatch na tong embryo na to, so ito na yung ipasok natin of the 6 na save. Sabi namin ni Megan, ano ibig sabihin ng ready to hatch? Ibig sabihin, this embryo is already looking for mama. So, ibig sabihin, bubuo siya talaga. So, sobrang thankful and blessed. After nun, we decided na, syempre, sa immediate family lang namin yung shinare nung good news. Tapos, kasi syempre, gusto namin na baka after first trimester, tsaka na namin i-share din sa iba namin close friends. And naging secret talaga siya, magsi sa Facebook hanggang sa siguro last trimester, hanggang sa nagbigay siya sa akin ng party na para wala lang masyadong munang tanong, siguro later na lang in the process, making sure lang na ako lang muna, yun yung gusto ni Megan, yung health ko yung priority and yung baby safety.
Pero ano yung pakiramdam mo nung nasabi nga na ready to hatch na?
Sobrang excited ako na parang wala akong lahat ng sinabing bawal. Syempre marami akong mga self-help books kung ano yung dapat na ginagawa ng isang pregnant woman. Tapos lahat ng mga bawal. So 9 months, favorite ko, isa sa mga favorite ko, sushi. Bawal ang raw. Tapos coffee, kailangan ko i-give up. Tapos I really took care of my health for those 9 months. Sobrang excited na sabi ko sana mabuo. Kaya nung after 2 weeks nung may tumawag sa akin from the IVF, kasi kilala namin yung mga nurse, sinabi ko na lang na, please say yes, please say yes. Tapos, ayun nga, sabi niya, yes, Kim, you are pregnant. So, sobrang excited. So, I think nalaman namin yung news August or September. So, yun, dahil embryo na siya, 3 weeks na ata yun sa akin na pregnant ako or more than 2 weeks na siya. na pregnant ako sa tiyan ko. Kasi dahil embryo na siya. So, medyo may age na nung pinasok sa akin. Gagin yung nangyari. 2 or 3 weeks na siyang, 2 or 3 weeks old na lang siya sa akin.
Embryo, then after 2 weeks, sinabi nila na parang 1 month pregnant ka na.
1 month pregnant, after 2 weeks. So, 1 month pregnant na ako nun.
Plano mo pa rin ba na, parang plano nyo pa rin ba magkaroon ng pangalawang anak?
Plano namin na siguro pag, when he turns 3, siguro dapat nanganganak na ako uli. Kasi sinabi namin ni Megan na we only have ourselves here, so we don't have anyone else dito sa Sydney. So sabi ko, kawa naman si Franco, if lumaki siyang mag-isa, tapos tumanda kami dalawa ni Megan, tapos wala siyang ibang kasama but himself, tapos wala naman siyang ibang maituturing na family here. So sabi ko, I think it's best na may kasama siya, may kalaro siya. He's a sweet boy, lumalaki siyang very sweet. Na ano, sa sweet little boy. So feeling ko naman he's gonna be a responsible kuya.
But I have a question. Same arrangement pa rin, ikaw pa rin yung magdadala?
And ako pa rin. Kasi ang ako, kasi sobrang perfect nga. Kasi ako nung tinanong yung egg count ko, very low than the normal. So maskin ako yung sobrang gusto magkaanak, hindi ako na-bless na magkaroon ng as much as many eggs na meron si Megan. Tapos si Megan naman, may problem siya sa ano niya eh, sa kasi may polyps ata siya. So magkakaroon din siya ng difficulty in the process pag siya yung nag became pregnant. So good thing na nag-match kaming dalawa.
You're both very blessed. Perfect match.
Sobrang blessed. Kaya we're really, really thankful the Lord na parang hindi kami nahirapan. No, from the very start na tinanong namin paano yung process, how long will it take, how much would it cost, tapos gaano katagal yung sperm donor, ganyan to, ano, sobrang blessed lahat. As in, parang lahat itinakda eh.
Next question ko, kasi this is quite a progressive thinking, no, as a couple. Hindi ba kayo natakot when you are leaving the experience na ng decision nyo?
Honestly, hindi. Primarily because we had the support of both sides of the family. And ako kasi, I'm a person who gives very little, you know, bearing to what others think of me growing up as a lesbian. So, ganun ang mindset ko eh. And what's only important to me is the opinion of my family and her family. And we are just so blessed that both our families are don't only accept us, but they support us 100,000,000%. That our both families have already integrated in a way. Kasi I have one sibling, Kim has 3 siblings, and none of those 4 siblings on both sides are actually in a relationship or settled down. So si Franco talaga ang unang apo ng both sides. So he's very loved. So fears nothing. Nothing that will stop us from doing it. Siguro kung nasa Pilipinas kami, we would have a bit of doubt. But even then, the reality is you can't do what we did sa Pilipinas as easily as we did it here. So yeah, wala. Especially now. Especially, that's why for us, yung Australian marriage equality thing was a big step towards making sure that Franco doesn't grow up in a society that sees him differently because he has 2 mothers. So, yun.
So, next question ko. How are you as a parents naman? Kasi diba in our society, we have this gender role na yung asawang lalaki should be the provider. Mm-hmm. And then yung babae, sila yung nag-aalaga sa anak. So, how about sa inyo? Paano siya? Would you say na it is like an egalitarian relationship?
Yeah, it's definitely an egalitarian relationship. And I think we model it as modernly as we can. I mean, even in you I think you said it's a Philippine society, but it's not the same here. In Australian society, both parents are both parents. Both the mother and the father work, and they both provide. And then pagdating sa bahay, they both look after the baby. Or at least that's what I know of with people I work with I mostly work with men in my workplace because it's a bank, it's technology, and from what I know of their family life, it's almost the same as ours. I have teammates, male teammates who would normally take days off because may sakit ang anak, diba? Kasi yung asawa magtatrabaho, and it's not unusual because it's not about the father should be working and pag may sakit yung bata, it's the mother's responsibilities. It's nothing like that. So as parents, kami ni Kim, we both are parents. No one's the father, no one's the mother. Pero in some way, syempre, and that's just the topical layer of being parents. Pero kami, nire-recognize ko especially na important din kay Franco na magkaroon siya ng para male figure sa buhay niya. And as much as we want to, as much as I can, I will try to be a role model for him kahit hindi ako lalaki. But we've also set up friends here, like close male friends, to make sure that they're involved in his life as he grows up. Yeah. So we're not worried about him lacking a male role model. It's important, but I don't think it's critical. Because a lot of people grow up in single parent households. It hasn't been a problem whether they lack a mother or they lacked a father. It's all about how you parent overall, and you know, always looking after the well-being of the child.
So what are your plans para kay baby Franco? Are you open na makilala niya yung biological father niya someday?
Ah, definitely. Actually, we think of him often. We thank him every time we see Franco, every time we interact with him. Because without that sperm donor, Franco would not be here. So yeah, we're definitely open. I think the requirement is he can get access to his information by the time he turns 18, and we'll definitely support that. And even if he wants to form a relationship with the biological father, we're all for it, especially after he turns 18.
Do you agree with that, Kim?
Yeah, definitely. Kasi nga, we're thankful na it's not because of him, wala naman si Franco dito. Meron kasing information that we can, at kung ano yung pwede namin makita about the donor. So, meron naman doon na naka-tick naman yung box na if you're willing to actually see the child when he turns 18, kung willing ka. Kasi merong preference yun sa donor if yes or no, kung gusto mo siyang makilala. And fortunately, sinabi naman niya na yes in time. So, accessible lang yung information is what Megan said kay Franco. So, when he turns 18, yung IVF will only get in touch with Franco in terms of the donor's details. So, hopefully, pwede rin niya kaming ma-meet. Gusto ko namin pasalamatan personally.
Pero paano pag... Di ba, ang hirap kasi nun eh. Complicated yun kapag gusto niyang kunin si Franco or...
Well, if he's 18, there's nothing we can do about it. He's grown up. Hindi kami possessive. I wouldn't say I'm possessive about that. It doesn't matter. It's up to Franco if he wants... Like I said, it's up to Franco if he wants to form a relationship with him after he turns 18. We're pretty confident that by the time he turns 18, even if he wants to form a relationship with his biological father, it doesn't mean that he'll abandon us. Kasi kami yung nakalakihan niyang parents. Kasi hindi mo pwedeng pigilan. Because that's how you push the child away. Pag pinigilan mo. And bakit mo pipigilan? It's his rights, his genetic right to know kung sino ang biological father niya. So ang sinasabi ko nga lang, it's... We should probably get him ready in case naman na yung biological father ang hindi interested. Because he was just a sperm donor.
Yeah.
And hindi lang naman si Franco ang nadonitan niya. He would have had donated to other families. So who knows how many offsprings he already has. And if he's even remotely interested in having a relationship with Franco. So yun lang yun.
So Meg, sa letter mo, you said na you are a rebel, a non-conformist. So para sa mga may konserbatibong opinion, ano ang extreme o labis-labis para sa iyo in terms sa ano ang kaya at hindi mo kayang gawin? Ano yung boundaries mo?
Well, nothing. I don't think there's anything illegal that I'm doing. So I think yun ang boundaries ko. If it becomes illegal, then I don't do it. I'm just a rebel sa views ng mga conservative. But I grew up in a family that's not conservative. I was raised in a household that sets you up to make your own decisions spiritually, socially, in everything. So my boundaries are my boundaries, and if other people see them as me going overboard, then that's their judgment of what they think are boundaries. I'm concerned about what I feel, what my family feels, and so far, I know, kahit na rebelde ang tingin sa akin siguro ng iba, I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. I don't think we're doing anything wrong. I mean, look at that boy. how can you think anything? There's anything wrong with him?
Marami nang ikakasal na mga same-sex couples isang buwan matapos isabatas yung same-sex marriage. Would you advise them to take the same road you have taken?
I think it's a personal decision for every couple. Even with heterosexual couples, hindi naman lahat ng heterosexual couples are looking to have a family immediately or even ever. So I think we're towards an evolving mindset about how marriage and families function. Siguro mayroon pa rin parts of society who think that if you get married, the primary purpose of getting married is to have children. And if you're not interested in having children, then you're not fulfilling the essence of your marriage. Para sa akin, that's an archaic way of thinking. It probably conforms to religious views, and I have no problem with that. If people are religious and they think that it should be done that way, then that's for them to pursue. Pero what I don't agree with is for them to impose that view to people who don't subscribe to that particular religious belief or lack of religious belief. So if same-sex couples get married and want to have a family, then yes, do what we did. I think it would, especially for female same-sex couples, it would be good if they can do it the way we did it, where one is the biological mother and one is the birth mother.
How about you, Kim?
Kasi pinag-uusapan na rin namin eh. Sabi ko nga sa'yo, from when we migrated, parang lahat, we're so blessed. Hanggang sa careers namin, and now starting a family. Tapos biglang ngayon, legalized na siya. So, I guess for me kasi, the only thing na, yun na lang naman talaga yung kulang eh, is for us to have unity as a parent na mabuo, na pinoprotektahan si Franco. At feeling ko rin, the reason why we are really working on having or being married is because of the rights as both individuals. Rights namin na siya, pag nagkasakit siya sa hospital, ako yung best next kin na pwede niyang puntahan or pwede niyang asahan. Yung mga ganun. It's more for that.
So what will be your message kay baby Franco kapag lumaki siya at narinig niya ang panayam na ito?
Pag narinig niya yung panayam na ito, I hope he agrees with everything that we've said. And I hope he's proud of it. Because if he is, then ibig sabihin, we've raised him to model our own views and our values in life. And yun, I just hopefully by the time that he grows up and hears this, it's nothing special anymore. That it's so ordinary that you don't have to, for example, you don't have to sit in an interview to talk about people having children because it's normal. Yeah, that's where we want to be. We don't want to be unique. So, yeah, because we are ordinary. We wake up in the morning, we dress our son, take him to daycare, pick him up in the afternoon after work, and we go home. Yun lang. That's our agenda. Nothing else.
How about you, Kim? What will be your message to baby Franco?
Baby Franco, well, wala kaming ibang hiniling for Franco but to grow up to have a good character and disciplined na tao. So hopefully maging happy siya sa naging decision namin na for bringing him into this world, na sobrang mahal namin siya as our son, and sana naging happy siya kung paano namin siya napalaki. And sana na maging, he grows up to be thankful and loving, na hindi niya makakalimutan lahat ng sacrifices na ginawa namin for him.
So any final message to the Filipino-Australian community?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to have our story heard. I appreciate na it's quite progressive and that it doesn't necessarily conform to other people's ideas of how adult life should be run. But then, like I said, I'm a rebel and I'm a nonconformist. So I saw it in a trailer of a movie said by Hugh Jackman in the movie that's just coming up. And he said that nobody makes a difference by being like everyone else. So that's what I'm trying to do personally. But ultimately, it's just about, you know, giving our son the best chance at having a good life and making sure na ipagpatuloy ang lahi namin.
Kim, how about you? Any final message?
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to share our story and to get to know Franco maski sa gantong panayam. And thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.